A bizarre ending to the game, but Mumbai Indians have their first win of IPL 2021, beating Kolkata Knight Riders by 10 runs in the fifth match on Tuesday, which means that, they are climbing back into the points table. They had lost the first game to Royal Challengers Bangalore. Delhi Capitals on top with 2 points, Mumbai Indians, Punjab Kings, Royal Challengers Bangalore and Kolkata Knight Riders, all of them 2 points, Rajasthan Royals, Sunrisers Hyderabad and Chennai Super Kings after the first round of matches yet to open their account. Hello and welcome to Hotspot Special Edition IPL 2021 with me, Chetan Narula, and my friend in London, Daniel Norcross. The first round of matches has been, a bit topsy-turvy, a couple of high-scoring games, a couple of surprises here and there. What has really stood out for you in the last few matches?
I think seeing people playing on neutral venues, I'm absolutely loving. And today, for example, was such a great example of that.
Yeah.
You had a sort of battle of wits between the captains trying to work out how to use their resources that were designed for a different venue to play in this venue, the CSK venue. And it's been gripping and enthralling. I think also the primacy of people at the top of the order. The number of runs that are being scored, and obviously it's going to happen in T20, but it seems even more so far, it's been getting harder and harder to bat further down. You want to get up into that top order. The decisions around what players should be in that top order. Looking at it from an English perspective, Johnny Bairstow and Joss Butler only don't open the batting together for England in T20s because England have got Jason Roy. So yeah. What you've got is two opening batsmen or batters, and they're both of them batting at number four. So I guess I'm fascinated watching the teams try to work out exactly their plans and how they're going to play in these circumstances. And looking at the ones who've got a settled plan first up, RCB looked to me to have a pretty settled plan earlier on than normal. Mumbai Indians got away with it tonight. I think being rusty, but we'll talk about that game, I'm sure, but extraordinary circumstances in it. And I mean, real class coming through. And look, Sanju Samson, you saw all that innings. He's got the 100. He can't get in the Indian team. He barely mentioned in dispatches. What's going on?
Well, first of all, to take up your point of batting lineups that are actually doing well, are actually consistent, then Royal Challengers Bangalore, apart from that AB de Villiers confusion, or should I say nonsense, Rajasthan Royals almost in a similar fashion. You have Joss Butler, one of the best white ball batsmen in the world at the moment, especially in my opinion. And he's batting at number four. And particularly when Rajasthan Royals are not boasting of too much overseas batting talent in the middle. So I'm not sure what they're thinking. It's almost as if the middle order right now, in the absence of Steve Smith or anybody else, they're not able to find a spot for David Miller because of the foreign quota. Ben Stokes is actually cut out for the number four spot in that batting order, in that particular batting order, with Manan Vora and Joss Butler opening the innings and Sanju Samson at number three. So it was kind of weird, but of course we now have the latest news that Ben Stokes has been ruled out because of a hand injury from the remainder of the IPL. So what are Rajasthan Royals going to do now? Which, yes, in a way opens up a spot for David Miller. And I can tell you, Daniel, David Miller is not going to open the innings, which means Joss Butler will probably move back to open the innings. Might just balance Rajasthan Royals a bit more. But what about Sanju Samson's knock? You mentioned that. And I tweeted out that, it's pretty normal for Sanju Samson to get a good start to an IPL season, score a few 50s, then go on a bad patch, then a good score, then again a bad patch. That has been his IPL history for the last 5 years. In between, he scored a 100 here and there. He started off with 100 this time around. What a knock that was. Deserved victory. But for that decision to not take a single on the penultimate ball and giving Chris Morris strike, not sure what he was thinking there. Chris Morris can strike. He's not a tail ender. But, in the heat of the moment, sometimes it happens that your judgment is a bit clouded. He was in form. He was striking the ball well. He took the responsibility on himself. If anybody has to take responsibility, it has to be a batsman who's 100 not out, isn't it, in a T20 game. So can't really criticize that decision. It didn't come off hard luck, but what a knock. And again, coming back to the original point I made about Sanju Samson, 50s don't cut it. He started off well with 100 this time around. Again, as you mentioned, he's not a part of the Indian team. It might not cut it because he's batting in the top three. There's no dearth of batsmen in the Indian T20 lineup batting at top three. He has to find a spot in the top four or top five. He got his chance in Australia, did not take it. He needs a very, very good IPL. He needs, I'm not saying he needs to score more hundreds, but he needs a very consistent IPL where he does not go off the boil after the first few matches, because you have Rishabh Pant, you have KL Rahul, Ishan Kishan, Surya Kumar Yadav, and I'm not even talking about Rohit Sharma or Virat Kohli or Hardik Pandya or Ravindra Jadeja. That Indian lineup is absolutely packed. And Shreyas Iyer, of course, even once he comes back from injury. Sanju Samson, as much as I like to see him bat, as much as his fans want to debate this point, he needs to do a lot more. It's a make and break season for Sanju Samson. But the good point is that he has started off very well, which brings us to the Mumbai Indians versus KKR. Mumbai Indians, 152, as you mentioned. It was a bit of a jailbreak. I thought it was a game of chess between the two sides. Kolkata starting off really well, using a lot of spin options at the top. Mumbai Indians struggling to get off the pitch, the ball not coming on really well on that particular pitch. What did you make of Mumbai Indians' batting lineup?
Well, I think that they were hamstrung by some brilliant captaincy. And I guess the reason why I'm a bit disappointed, and maybe this is being too much from an English perspective, but I'd like to think not, was that I thought Morgan handled his resources perfectly in the field. He got his spinners, who are naturally quicker spinners, to bowl quicker onto that Chennai pitch. And we all know what that's like. And he used them so bravely. Five overs of spin in the power play. He used Pat Cummins brilliantly through the middle. Four overs all the way through the middle. And then risking Andre Russell at the end. He read the conditions better than we did as pundits at home. Yes. Going, I mean, hang on. Andre Russell, they've got five overs left. The Mumbai Indians, they can score 70 here off the last five with what's coming up. They got nowhere near it. And Andre Russell picked up five for. It was enthralling and fantastic. And then, you know, KKR are going to really, really kick themselves tonight, obviously. I mean, they got it down to nearly a run a ball, and yet there was still the big shot. There was some terrific bowling. Rahul Chahar was magnificent. He found the real turn. He bamboozled batsmen. But Dinesh Kartik and Andre Russell, when they found themselves in that position where they thought they could manage the chase, the management got away from them because they sort of played themselves out of form. Less Dinesh Kartik, to be fair, who was sort of getting a single and putting Andre Russell back on strike. And Andre Russell looked all at sea. These were not the conditions for him. This is not where Dre Russ shines. And the Mumbai Indians exploited it absolutely superbly. But it was a total change of tactic, wasn't it? You had pace up front from the Mumbai Indians and then pace at the very end. Whereas Morgan went for spin up front and fast spin with the new ball. And I found that fascinating. I wonder if that's going to be the way games in Chennai are going to go, you know?
Absolutely. I think it's a very, very vital point for KKR, because you look at what KKR have done today. They've got Harbhajan Singh, they've got Shakib Ul Hasan, they've got Varun Chakravarti. Somebody like a Kuldeep Yadav or a Sunil Narayan don't even get into the playing 11. Last year, it was an excess of pace bowling in that KKR lineup. This time around, they're just going spin heavy, and it was really intense. And when they got 152, Mumbai Indians, I was still wondering, how are they going to defend this? Because we had discussed this after the first game as well, that Mumbai do not have a spin heavy bowling attack. And we saw that because Rohit Sharma had to come on to bowl, twisted his ankle. I mean, the fact that Rohit Sharma had to come on to bowl showed that how much the pitch was assisting the spinners, how much the ball was stopping, really. It was not enough. But again, a jailbreak for Mumbai Indians, because look at the scorecard. Nitish Rana 57, Shubman Gill 33. KKR have found a solution to their opening problems. However, after that, 5798902. It's almost like a phone number.
It was absolutely extraordinary to watch. And part of it was the skill and genius. You know, we must, I know it's very hard to think back now, but in that game, there were specific balls that were so important. When Bumrah bowled the no ball and Russell hit it for four with a free hit, you thought, well, that's it. That's surely it. Bumrah's 19th over, his last over, was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And then it exposed a man, I've got to say, I've got a lot of time for Andre Russell, but up against absolutely class bowling, Krunal Pandya bowled magnificently to him, had him in all sorts of trouble. Part of it, I thought, was mindset, because I thought they were trying to manage that chase. But part of it was also, Krunal just got the pace of that wicket. He got it absolutely right. The Mumbai Indians, they've not won for five times without finding a way to win.
Yes.
I didn't think that they would find a way to win that game. I genuinely didn't. With five, six, seven overs remaining, I didn't see them having a chance. But when you watched it unravel, it was like people were being charmed by snakes when they were batting out there. They were like rabbits in headlights, as we would say in England. It was extraordinary to watch.
It was almost like two teams playing away from home and trying to come up with the goods on conditions which are not familiar. I mean, you look at Kolkata Knight Riders, they play at Eden Gardens, which is a more pace-friendly surface nowadays. Mumbai Indians play at the Wankhede, again, a pace-friendly surface, a very true bounce. And we saw in the game against Rajasthan Royals and Punjab Kings, 200 scored or 200 almost chased. So those are the kind of surfaces these teams are used to. So this was completely out of their comfort zone. And they were trying to make sure or trying to get those two very, very vital points. It was really vital for Mumbai Indians to get these first 2 points. I mean, they're the defending champions, for crying out loud. You mentioned Andre Russell and Dinesh Karthik. I thought they were still in with a shout of winning the game. Shakib Ul Hasan, when he got out, 122 for five, they needed only, 31 odd runs off, 26 deliveries. And yet, Kolkata Knight Riders managed to lose by 10 runs. It just blows your mind. And, you know, I think the last strategic break was really vital because it allowed Mumbai Indians to regroup. They were able to decide how they're going to attack. And I think it was a really big mental battle because they put on a spinner and they had a forward short leg and a slip in place for both Dinesh Karthik and Andre Russell. And it just messed with their headspace so much. And they were just watching the ball and playing. And I think somewhere in the back of their mind, Russell and Karthik thought, okay, listen, at some point, Mumbai Indians will have to get pace bowlers on, Bumrah and Bolt. And we'll get those few runs off those two overs. But what do you know? Bumrah and Bolt, they are fantastic death bowlers. Two fantastic overs in the end. Your last thoughts on this particular match, Daniel?
I thought Rohit Sharma's captaincy was brilliant. And I think it shows you something else about sport, which is that past performances do matter. They get into the heads of the people that you're playing against. You're playing against the Mumbai Indians. If the Punjab Kings were in that situation, with no disrespect to the players that they got, would they have been able to pull off that victory? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. The Mumbai Indians have got five titles behind them. That's what happens. It gets into your head.
Well, five titles behind them, 2 points now on the board. KKR snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. It's going to be another challenging game for captains next time around. Match 6 on Wednesday, Sunrisers Hyderabad and Royal Challengers Bangalore, David Warner versus Virat Kohli. We'll be looking forward to coming back to you once again in the special edition of Hotspot IPL 2021. Until then, it's me, Chetan Narula, and Daniel Norcross signing off. Goodbye.
Goodbye.